Hello and welcome to the program. I'm Tracy McClure. Experts and officials from some 30 countries across the Middle East and North Africa are meeting this week at the Rome headquarters of the United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization, or FAO, to coordinate responses to food insecurity and climate change. The FAO calls the region one of the world's driest and vulnerable to extreme climatic events, which degrade natural resources and further impact food production. In preparatory documents for the conference, the FAO says a high population growth rate has increased both rural and urban unemployment, which, coupled with widespread poverty, exacerbates the food insecurity situation and undernourishment. The region is a net importer of food and major importer of cereals, making it vulnerable to the effects of volatile food prices that have marked the recent global economic and financial crisis. Well, an FAO official responsible for the Near East, Mujahid Ashouri, says the impact of water scarcity on food production is perhaps the major concern for countries in the region. And some scenarios indicate climate change could mean a 20 to even 50% reduction in rainfall in coming years. Let's listen.
One of the greatest, and it was discussed and highlighted as a very serious concern, is water scarcity, which is already a major concern. And all scenarios say that with climate change, this may even be worse. I mean, there are talks about, by reduction from 20 even to 50% in rainfall, which means it's going to affect the region. And when we say water scarcity, we mean, of course, land resource limited productivities and limited production. And of course, you link this again to one of the major concern again in link to this is food security in the region.
Well, tell us a little bit about the food security issue there. I mean, you've got also a very high population growth rate in the region, urban development and so on, poverty. These are all exacerbating the food insecurity situation.
Yes, that's right. Population growth is one of the issues. And linked to this, of course, there is, of course, maybe you it was known to all. I mean, this related again to a major issue in all the region, which is unemployment and mainly youth unemployment. And now when we talk about agriculture and food security, we see this also as an entry, let's say, point for providing food, but also in providing jobs through agriculture and food security. For the moment, I mean, when we talk about food security in the region, we are mostly a region where it's importing its food. There are countries first in the world, for example, importing wheat, like Egypt. And, of course, I mean, when you see what's happening in all over the world and the resources that are limited in the region, we believe that within years, things are going to increase. And this is, of course, is related to what you've heard, I mean, for the last few years about this soaring food prices. And then, of course, I mean, if you talk a little bit about job unemployment and less jobs plus increasing of prices, of course, this is some of the elements which are related to food security or food insecurity in the region. And most of the time we feel like the poor and the children and women are most affected when it comes to food security in the region.
Now, before you were talking about the issue of water, the availability of water, that is also obviously an issue of national security in the region, an issue which can and has sparked wars between countries. Where is water of the most concern?
Yeah, water, as you said, I mean, it's a major concern. I mean, and this is where we are trying now to talk a little bit on transboundary, for example, water resources or transboundary programs. And the idea on this, it's a little bit FAO is trying to help and to find solution developing these transboundary programs and coming up with programs that go beyond one country. And we are talking now about bilateral or sub-regional or regional programs. And when it comes to water and water management, it's one of the issues that is being discussed between countries of the region.
Can you give me some concrete examples? You're talking about transboundary water.
Yes. The Nile is one of them. I mean, the Nile, as you know, I mean, there are 9-10 countries that they are involved in this. And when you talk about upper and downstream, Egypt is a country which is getting most of its water, of course, from the Nile. And now, I mean, how to interact and make sure that the upstream, downstream, first of all, I guess, relationships and water management related issues are taken in consideration. This is an example where a lot of programs, FAO is supporting, of course, to develop appropriate policies and strategies for this.
There have been some very imaginative farming projects which have popped up across some of the wealthier nations in the region. I'm thinking of Saudi Arabia, the Gulf area, which make agriculture ecologically sustainable. But can those sorts of practices be realistically put into place in a wider area there?
Yes, but that's true. That was initiated some time, and there is a lot of studies that they are ongoing. But most of the issues that they are raised within this is sustainability, because most of the time when you see, for example, programs, we have to look a little bit how viable are for the long term. So, yes, I mean, now there are even issues on collaborating within the region. And as I mentioned, now you can even run programs maybe of agriculture outside the country within cooperation between countries. And, for example, if you take Sudan and some of the GCC countries or Egypt, there are ongoing collaboration how to produce even food beyond the boundaries of the country.
Now, of course, we've been seeing this so-called Arab Spring throughout the region. How is that impacting the availability of food and water in the region and consequently populations?
Yeah, I mean, it's affecting. I mean, of course, I mean, it's affecting, and that was also one of the issues discussed, maybe affecting reduction in production and maybe even affecting reduction in jobs in the market. And all these are directly linked to food security in the region. But again, maybe it's an opportunity, as we see it also, that it may provide maybe a platform for member countries to collaborate and to coordinate maybe efforts. And that's how we see it. From one side, maybe there is a constraint, hopefully for a short term, but maybe for the long term, it will give space for countries to collaborate and coordinate efforts for a better maybe implementation of programs at sub-regional or regional level.
But is that a realistic goal when you're thinking here of some countries which don't actually even possess fully functioning and democratic governments?
No, I think, as I said, I mean, we talk a little bit about the short term and long term. I guess we see it really as an opportunity. And I've seen maybe even outside the region, donors, potential donors are looking into this and financial institutions. And I do believe that maybe in the region, there is an opportunity for outsider as well as for member countries to find out some kind of understanding for common, let's say, concern. And these could be implemented together.
So what has the FAO and these countries which meet on a regular basis every few years to discuss the food and agriculture concerns, what progress has been made over the past couple of years, and what areas are you looking into for the future?
I guess the most important thing, I mean, for countries to come together, you know that there is a technical side of it and then a ministerial segment. And I guess this is a platform, an opportunity, first of all, to discuss what are the priorities of the region as a whole. And there was an agreement already between member countries and minister level. What are the priorities that should be considered in the medium term? I guess this is one important thing. The second thing is really to develop and implement projects and programs in line with these priorities, which means we prioritize. We don't just go for any project or for any priority. And the third thing, now that we see it as maybe an issue which is under discussion and hopefully it will lead to some concrete, let's say, delivery, is a little bit some what we call mobilizing resources. We talk a little bit about human and financial resources. We're even talking about a regional trust fund which could be used within the region to develop programs for poor countries and to develop also programs between countries.
Within that, then, what would be some priority projects that the community and the FAO would be willing to invest in?
First of all, I guess what we've heard in food security, when we talk about food security, of course, it goes beyond agriculture. There are many stakeholders, how to involve stakeholders within food security to come up with appropriate policies but not to stay at a level of policies or really to develop strategies and action plans. This is one thing. The second, now we are trying a little bit to develop also strategies to tackle a little bit these impacts of climate change and what are the appropriate strategies for this. I guess this is we heard a lot. And then when it comes to degradation of land resources, what are the activities or what are the programs and the strategies to consider to sustain, let's say, the land resources, which means production for agriculture, and, of course, to reduce also food insecurity in the region. So these are a few of many discussions, and the ministers, they will discuss together and maybe agree on what to do in the coming few years.
Mujahid Ashouri is an FAO official responsible for the Near East.